I'd like to start today by giving you a little riddle. You stand out a fork in the road. Next to each of the forks, there stands a guard. And you know the following things. First, you know that one path leads to life, but the other path leads to death. But you can't distinguish between the two paths. You also know that one of the two guards always tells the truth, and yet the other guard always lies. You have permission to ask one question, and that one question will help you to discover which path leads to life. So what one question will you ask to guarantee that you will find this path to life? The Bible very clearly gives us some guidance and some answers here. Let's look at Matthew 7 and verse 14. We'll start in verse 13, actually. Matthew 7 and verse 13 says, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life. And there are few who find it." Let's also look at Luke 13 and verse 24, which is a parallel scripture for this one in Matthew. Luke 13:24. "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able." The way into God's kingdom is laid out for us here. It's black and white. There's no turning to the right hand or to the left hand when you are on that path. You either do what is right or you do what is wrong. It says that many will seek to enter this path, but few will find it. So let's look at 1 Peter 4, verse 17. Scripture we should be well aware of and mindful of. It says, "For the time has come for judgment to begin on the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God?" This scripture tells us that judgment has begun for us now, as we know. The narrow path that we choose to walk on daily is one that is narrow. It's tough. It's hard at times. But think about how many parables Christ spoke about when it talks about the kingdom. And a lot of the times when Christ gave these parables, some of them would end with him saying, "I never knew you. You tried to enter, but I don't know who you are." An example of this is in Matthew 25. Verses 41 through 46. It's a well-known scripture, so I won't read it, but it talks about those who are on his right hand and those who are on his left hand. And those on the left says, "I was at the door knocking. I gave you opportunities to change, to help others in need, to be kind, to repent. But those opportunities were never seized. They were never taken up by you. And so therefore, I don't know you." Brethren, as we know, we are those first fruits, a small few, the ones who are on that narrow path and who have that opportunity and the knowledge to enter into this. And it's part of our job then as first fruits to be ready. Let's look at Luke 21 and verse 36. Says, watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Brethren, it's easy at times to stand here and read these scriptures and to maybe think about how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. So many warnings throughout the Bible, it's easy to see that it's easy for us to slip, to fall, to struggle, which each of us do. But it helps to remind us that we need the repentance and the mercy of God. There's something else that we should keep in mind. God has called each one of us not to fail, but rather to succeed. And he left that daily choice up to us. Now imagine if God had taken that daily choice away, and, you know, we were just in control under him. We would almost be like robots, right? Doing his will. But that's not what he wants. He wants us to want to obey him, to want to be on that narrow path. So he's left it up to us. We are responsible for what we accomplish with what he has given us. So let's look at this in 2 Peter 1. And we'll begin in verse 5. 2 Peter 1 and verse 5. But also for this very reason, give all diligence. Add to your faith virtue, and to your virtue knowledge. And to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance. And to perseverance godliness. And to godliness brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness love. Verse 8, for if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. An entrance into the kingdom of God supplied abundantly. Just because the road is narrow and tough at times doesn't mean we can't make it. Just the opposite, as we just read. But notice those wording. Make every effort to incorporate these qualities into your life. Constantly evaluating. Praying for understanding to understand how to conduct ourselves, how we are to make these things a part of our life. Let's look at 1 Peter 1, verse 17. It says, and if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear. It's a short life when you look at it. The difference, brethren, is, like Mr. Rank spoke a couple weeks ago, it has to do with our first love. How much are we on fire for this way of life? Or have we emotionally detached from our Christian life and just go through the efforts? It's an answer each and every one of us has to answer, to take personally. to understand which path we will take. And we have to want to go down that straight and narrow. We have to come to want the truth. Not just accept it, but truly incorporate it and make a part of who we are. And it needs to become even more stronger and more sure as we see the day of Christ's return coming near. So, you have that chance to stand at that fork in the road and see those two guards standing there. And you have that one question to ask. What will it be? I hope you choose the path to life.